Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's Radio.
Say, you look so much better when you you to be happy, but then you gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station.
You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Well, again, welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. It is a blessing to be able to be back here and to lift up the name of Jesus, for the Bible says there is no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved, only by that name, Jesus. And it's a great privilege and a pleasure to be right back here on Blob Talk Radio, coming from the studios of the Spoken Word Radio Station. I hope that you're having a blessed day so far. And not only a blessed day so far, but I pray that you have a blessed week. And I want to thank God for all those that have been listening to us around the world right here on Blob Talk Radio. Again, I pray that you have a blessed day. Coming up in a few more minutes, we will be giving our inspirational message. Stay tuned for that. And also, remember that if you are in need of prayer, you can always call the prayer line. The prayer line is always open for you to pray for you and to believe God for your miracle. The Bible tells us if two of you would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask, the Bible says he said he would do it for them. Well, we believe that when we come together in prayer, that God moves on our behalf. Well, you know, the good thing about it is you have somebody that is here ready to pick up that phone line to pray for you. The telephone number is 803-766-0335. That's 803-766-0335. Yes, Jesus will. Well, somebody asked the question, what would Jesus do? Well, he's willing to fix any problem, any situation, anything that you need him to do. All he asks of you to do it by faith. For faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. So remember, he's always willing to come to your rescue. He's always willing to fix the problem and the situation. You hear me say so many times on this radio station and other radio stations, is there any God to do? He's able to do all things, and guess what? He don't fail. Again, welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. It is a blessing to be right back here on Blob Talk Radio. And I pray today as we go into our inspiration message at 12:30, I pray that what we say will be a blessing to you.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have he multiplies, just when I feel he won't show up on time. God provides, he'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see, and my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, I only want what you believe for me. watch God provide.
Yes, watch God provide. That's all you got to do, just watch him, because he always come through. You know what I love about God? He says, my word will never turn back void, but it would accomplish what it's sent out to do. In other words, he said, when I say something, it's going to do exactly what I have sent it to do. If I told you I'm going to bless you, if I told you that I'm going to provide, care what problem, what situation, I don't care what people say, I don't care how people look at you. They can look at you funny all they want. If God said it, you believe it, and that settles the whole thing. God is a man of his word. He says, my word will never turn back void. It would accomplish what it's sent out to do. That if I said it, I will perform what I say. And then, of course, Numbers 23:19 says, God ain't a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he may repent, for have he said it, will he not do it? If he's spoken it, will he not make it good? God says, I'm not a liar. I never fail. You ain't have to worry about him never failing, because he never fails. Now, when you pray for something and nothing happened, doesn't mean that he failed you. It might have mean because that's something that you have to go through. Nobody want to go through anything, but some things in life you're going to have to go through. And then sometimes God allowed things to happen to perfect us. And then sometimes, you know, we put ourselves in that predicament and we go through those specific things. There's so many reasons why people go through things. But we know one thing. We know more than one thing, but we know this. The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he delivered them out of every one of them. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible in St. Matthew's chapter 6, verse 31. It says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or whether shall we be clothed? And the 33rd verse of Matthew's chapter 6, the Bible says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, if you notice in this scripture, Matthew's chapter 6, verse 31, and if you read 29, if you read 30, if you read 28, Matthew 6:28, around there, you'll find out the Bible tells us, don't even, as it says in the 31st verse, don't even take thought for what you may eat nor drink. In other words, don't worry about tomorrow. You know, we got a lot of people that are worrying. It's because there has come in their life something that has caused them to wonder, are they going to come out of this thing? They're not sure that something is good is going to come out. They're hoping that something come good out of what they're going through. There are many people that have hit rock bottom and begin to worry. There are people that are losing sleep because of the problem, the situation, and I like to say the circumstances that is affecting the way they live. They're losing sleep because they don't know what to do. I often ask this question, what do you do when you just don't know what to do? When you're worrying, when you're stressed out, when you're feeling like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to face tomorrow. You know, and I understand because, you know, you get tired of the repo man trying to get your stuff from you, trying to take your car from you because you can't pay your bills, not because you're lazy, not because you don't want to work. It's maybe because, you know, you have less hours. Maybe it's because of you being laid off your job. Maybe it's because you lost your job. Whatever the situation, whatever the state that's affecting the way you live, God is saying to you, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't even, not even worry about tomorrow, but don't even worry about what you may eat nor drink. Somebody say, well, you know, that's easier said than done when you ain't got no money to buy no food and you get kids in the house and you wonder what in the world you're going to do. Well, let me just give you a good testimony. Now, let me just say this. You can always call into our radio station to give your testimony, and I'm going to give mine. Well, the telephone number, I'm not going to open the lines up now, but the telephone number is 516-666-9901. Now, let me just give you the testimony. I remember living in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And in Philadelphia, I was living what we call Bryn Mawr Avenue. I had a job, but didn't have a lot of funds coming in because of certain things going on. And we wanted to invite some people over that night, but we didn't have enough food. And I often prayed and spent time with God at 12 noon. So I was praying and I asked God, Lord, I don't have the money to get extra food. I would love to have some friends over, and I just don't have nothing. Lord, speak to somebody to bless me. Now, you know, it's difficult when you told people that you're going to have something and now they're coming and you don't know what you're going to do. You can start worrying. You can start feeling stressed out. But as I prayed, I forget about what I prayed. And about an hour, 2 or 3 hours later, somebody knocked on my door. And there was a neighbor. And she's hollering my name. Elder Morgan said, this is, I forget her name. She said, and which I knew who she was because she was my neighbor. And I came to the door and she said to me these words. She said, I just came back from the supermarket and the Lord spoke to me. Now, let me just say that one more time for those that don't believe that God don't speak to people. She said, the Lord spoke to me. Now, she didn't hear my prayer. She didn't hear me saying nothing. She couldn't hear me. She said, I just came from the supermarket and the Lord spoke to me, told me, give you all the food in my refrigerator. And let me tell you something. When that lady said that, I was shocked. I said, you say what? She said, God told me to give you all the food in my refrigerator. Now hold the bag. She said, I know when God speaks to me. Hold the bag. And Lord, I tell you what, that lady, when I left that house, I had 5 bags of food. More than enough to have what I needed to have. And let me tell you something. God is concerned about everything. That's why he tells us, don't even worry about what you may eat or drink. See, the reason why he tells us don't worry, because he's trying to tell us that he's a very present help in the time of trouble. That when you're going through something, you don't know what to do, who to turn to, where to go at to get whatever you need. He said, turn to me and ask me in faith. First of all, the Bible said, when you pray, if you believe you have them, you shall receive them. Say, all you do believe when you pray that God is going to do. Somebody say, well, I don't believe that. Well, you know, I mean, that's your problem. You know, the reason why you don't believe it is because maybe you ain't at that point of rock bottom. Maybe you ain't at that point where your back is against the wall. But I promise you one thing, if you ever get there, when your back is against the wall, when you're worrying, you don't know what to do, and you hear this testimony of somebody that did that, I guarantee you, you will ask God, even if you don't believe it. You say, well, if he did it for you, for him, then maybe he'll do it for me. Well, let me tell you, he will do it for you. Not because he did it for me. It's because his word says it. He says, my word will never turn back void. It will accomplish what it's sent out to do. And God's saying to us, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 31, therefore take no thought. Don't worry about what you should eat or what you should drink or how you're going to provide for your family and get clothes and all that other stuff. The Bible says that if we come to him and ask him and believe him, because in Hebrews 11:6 it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That he that come to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Let me tell you something. God will bless you. I don't care what the problem is, what the situation is, whatever the state that is affecting the way you live. This encouraging word of this inspiration message is saying to you, don't worry. God is in control. Trust him and believe him, because he will come through for you, because he will, as that song said, Jesus will, and I promise you, he will fix it for you. The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he delivered them out of every one of them. I'll be right back. Let me play this song to encourage you. All of my help is the name of the song.
Comes from you. are my refuge and strength.
Yes, all of your help comes from Him. No wonder David said in Psalms 121, I put my eyes towards the hills from which cometh my help, for my help comes from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. That's where your help comes from. When you don't know who to turn to, when all else fails, look to Jesus, because He is the one that is well qualified to fix your problem and your situation. Let me go into Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, that tells us, but my God shall supply all your needs. Did you hear what that just said? My God shall supply all your needs. So what is God saying? God is saying, you don't have to worry. You don't have to stress out. Just trust me and believe me, because I already said, when I say something, my word will never turn back void. And if you're going through financially, God is saying to you that He is the God that supplies all our needs. You know what I believe? I believe God is our source. He is the place from which anything comes from and is attained. And how you get it is you receive it by faith. Everything God has is faith. I have to have faith. I have to have a confident attitude, not worrying, not afraid, not nervous, but having a confident attitude that God is going to do what He said. I take Him at what He says, and that's all I do. Take God at His word. Trust what He says. Let me say that one more time. Trust what He says. See, somebody listening to me need to hear that one. Trust what He said. Because if you trust what He said, He will bless you. And let me tell you something. It ain't always about money. See, favor can get you in the door where money can't get you. Favor will take you places where money can't even take you. You got to know that you know that you know that you know that our God is on your side, regardless of what's going on in your life. Now, if you have a testimony and you want to call me up, you can call me right now at 516-666-9901. 516-666-9901. And I'll put that testimony on as we are in our inspirational message. I hope that what we said this afternoon on this inspirational message has been a blessing to you. So whatever you do, you don't have to worry, because God is in control. And remember, you can always call on Him, because when you call on God, He does answer prayer. He will never fail nor forsake you. He promised to be there always, even until the end of the world. And when you're going through something, you need to know that somebody is there for you, that He ain't going to abandon you like some people do. He will always be there, even when others have turned it back. You know, the Bible said, He said, when your mother and your father forsake you, then the Lord will lift you up. God said, I'll stick closer to you than your own brother will. That's who you need, somebody that's going to stick closer than your own brother. Your own family member. Thank God that I can always call on Jesus, because His line is never busy. You know, you call other people's lines and you can't get through. Maybe they're not home. Maybe they're doing something and they didn't hear the phone. But if you call on Jesus, He always answers. But you get to ask in faith. When you call Him, you get to, anything you ask Him for, I get to be with a confident attitude in what He says, that He's going to do exactly what He says. You trust Him at it and take Him at His word.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room and it's here for the breakthrough in this room. I'm gonna put a praise on it.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times? When we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while. Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been
out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your soul, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
'Cause
God is
in control, y'all.
Listening to the spoken word radio station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Yes, things are going to get better. That's what the song say by Hezekiah Walker. Things are going to get better, and we don't know what to do, and we're worrying, staying up all night long. Remember, things are going to get better. Why? Because God is in control. As a guy said, it's going to get better. I don't care. Look, things are going to get better, and I hope what we're saying here on this radio show, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, would uplift you and encourage you. I know when you're going, you know, sometimes you don't want to hear all that, but God, I didn't say nobody else. I said, you do exceedingly and abundantly above all ever ask a thing. He said, things are. And I believe that, because you know why? If God said it, I believe that settles the whole thing. And let me just play this song. Kiara Shears, Hold On, because you know what? God is in control.
my hope is lost. You got my witness, he'll hold you up. And in the process, he'll fill your cup. So I'm not worried, I'm not scared. I'm gon' trust like my bishop said. It's a message to the devil, you can't help but say. And we gon' make a lot.
Yes, hang on in there. Back is against the wall. Hang on in there. But when you're going through, sometimes you don't feel like hanging on because you get tired of going through that same stuff over and over again. But the encouraging song and the encouraging word I can give to you is regardless of how you feel, sometimes you can't go by how you feel. You know, it's not always good to live by feelings, but it's always good to live by truth. And the truth is that there, hang on just a little bit longer, help will be on the way. And David said, where the help came from? Our help comes from the Lord, which made the heavens. Chapter 29, verse 11 tells us, I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord, plans to prosper a future. Your future is bright. I don't care what you're going through. Your future is bright. I don't care what people say. You know, sometimes people got all kind of stuff to say. But you remember, you got to hang on in there when you don't know what to do. Hang in there because help is on the way.
Creator is greatly to be praised.
Great and mighty. The only true living King.
Great and mighty
is our God.
Great and mighty.
Now all over this room, lift your hand and say, let all good people sing.
How mighty is our God.
Each generation will cry.
honor you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're a mighty God. You are a mighty God. You are a mighty God. You're an awesome God, and we reverence your name, Lord. We worship your name, Lord God. You're strong and mighty, Lord. You will fight for your people, Lord. Oh, we love you so much with everything with it. Great and mighty is our God. Great and mighty.
Yes, great and mighty is our God. Boy, I tell you, that's a good way to end the show. Talking about how great our God is. And I don't know about you, but boy, I tell you, when that song was going on, I tell you, in this studio, I can lift my hands and give God what's due to him. Great and mighty is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, one that is worthy to be praised. Oh, boy, I tell you, I got to say it one more time. That is a good way to end a show. Well, my time is up here, and I want to thank God for every one of you that have been listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. It is always a blessing to come on Blob Talk Radio. And to those that listen to us overseas, we appreciate every one of you. And I hope and pray that what we have said today, the inspirational message that we give every day, I pray, if it's not coming from me through other ministers, I pray that what has been said has encouraged you to give you that extra push and to tell you to hold on, because great and mighty is our God. See, God is a great and mighty God. He's great and he's mighty to bring you out of anything that you're going through. And I pray that you would have a blessed day, you and your family, as I leave the airwaves this afternoon. May God bless you. And I will go out on this song, Just Want to Praise You. And of course, after that song, that's exactly what I want to do. Just want to praise you. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Just wanna